Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Anna and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending, powered by Home Comfort Practice.
Well, I hate even to talk about this story, but it is all over the place, trending number one out there. George Zimmerman, of course, the man exonerated in the shooting of Trayvon Martin in 2013 in Florida. 2012 is when Trayvon Martin lost his life. The next year, George Zimmerman won his case, is now going to be putting that weapon that he used in that attack up for auction. It's unbelievable. Here's George Zimmerman talking about why it's going up for auction.
I recently received it back from the Department of Justice. They actually took it after my trial, after I was exonerated. And I thought it's time to move past the firearm.
If you want to move past it, give it back to the police and say, get rid of it. I don't ever want anything
to do with
it. The
post is disgusting. Yeah. He says he's honored to sell this iconic American firearm. Ugh. So, I mean, again, there's no remorse in this man whatsoever.
He's the worst.
He's certainly taken it upon himself to fly the flag of whatever it is that the right wing wants out of somebody like that, I guess. What will he do if the gun doesn't sell? Here's his comment on that.
Otherwise, it's going in a safe for my grandkids, never to be used or seen again.
So I'm just going to put this out there. Is like, there's, again, no remorse is that this item is destined to be one of those terrible items that is sold and resold and bought by collectors down the line, like that old terrible World War II memorabilia. Like, it's a good thing to know history. It's something else to have the, you know, the darkest parts of it. You know what I mean? To hold those things. It's like owning a serial killer's car.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
nobody wants any of that.
It's crazy. It makes no sense whatsoever. Also going on yesterday out there, Trump already now trying to sound a little bit more presidential, I guess, when talking about that ban he talked about with Muslims here in the United States. Now that he's the only GOP candidate, they're saying unite, and this is what he was saying yesterday.
It's a temporary ban. It hasn't been called for yet. Nobody's done it. This is just a suggestion until we find out what's going on. But we have radical Islamic terrorism all over the world. If they want to deny it, they can deny it. I don't choose to deny it.
I mean, you could never put like something like this into place anyways. I don't know why you said it on the campaign. Furthermore, I don't know why people believed it. But again, you know, now here he is trying to sound a little bit more presidential. Let's end on a positive note, if you will, Anna, because all that stuff is pretty heavy.
Yep.
Yesterday, your crash, not the only crash here in Connecticut. There was a plane crash.
Oh.
But I told you there'd be good news. Both people walked away. It's a father-son team. Ralph Jones and his son, Tucker Jones, apparently tried to land here in Connecticut. Weren't able to do so. Overshot the runway. Tried to take back off. Ended up upside down. Walked away, both of them. Didn't even leave in an ambulance, these guys.
It's a miracle.
It is.
Every once in a while, things work out, and it's okay. And the only reason is because it's a miracle.
Have you ever flown in a small plane?
Yes.
And what, did you like it?
Yeah,
because I flew in a small plane one time, and I could not stand it. I'm talking like a two-seater.
Yeah, I loved it. I've done it a few times, and I really, really enjoy it.
I don't know. 10-seater, 12-seater, okay. Two-seater, no way. Mm. It sounds like a lawnmower or a weed whacker up there. If the wind blows, you're like 50 yards to the left. That was not for me.
Well, thank God they're okay.
Yeah, congratulations.